All right, I ask you to turn tonight in your Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 97. The 97th Psalm, may we pray. Father, we thank you this evening that we have this opportunity that we can come together and worship in spirit and in truth. We thank you tonight, dear Lord, that you've loved us and cared for us and provided for us all through these years. We ask you tonight, dear Lord, that you might take your word this evening, use it in our hearts and in our lives, make Jesus Christ more real to us. Let us know the great and exciting times in which we live. And may everything tonight be done for his honor and his glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalms 97. You know, I heard about a old cattleman out in the state of Wyoming. And one day he was out tending his cattle. And all at once here come this BMW driving up. And a young man jumped out and had on his Ray-Ban sunglasses and walked over to the old cattleman, and he said, if I tell you exactly how many cows and calves you have in this herd, would you give me a calf? And the old farmer scratched his head, and he said, well, I guess so. So he whipped out his iPad and hooked it up to the Wi-Fi and hooked up to a satellite, got all the imagery and downloaded all the data. Walked over to the old cattleman and said, you have exactly 1,546 cows and calves. The old cattleman said, well, that's amazing. He said, you're absolutely correct. You can get any calf you want. So he walked out and got him a calf and opened up the trunk of his car and throwed in the calf and shut the trunk. And the old cattleman said, if I can tell you exactly what you do for a living, would you give me my calf back? And he said, well, I guess so. And he said, well, evidently, you work for a government agency, and you have to justify your job because you do absolutely nothing but ride around on government money. And he said, well, you're right, but how did you know that? How did you guess that? He said, well, I wasn't guessing. He said, you show up here and ask a question to which I already know the answer. We didn't invite you to come. And he said, you know absolutely nothing about cattle, because will you please let my dog go? So. Sometimes we don't understand things, do we? But the psalmist understood something tonight that I think maybe we ought to all come to grips with at times, and especially in our day and in our age. Because he said in Psalms 97 and verse 1, the Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. The psalmist understood a great concept that you and I tonight need to come to grips with at times. And he tells us here in this psalm tonight that the Lord reigneth. You know, we live in a day and age when many people think they're in charge. And we live in a time that people are trying to control other people in so many different ways. Yet tonight we find that God's people need to understand that the Lord reigneth. That means tonight that the Lord is in control. As I view the crises we have around our world, we see all of the racism problems we're having in this nation. We see the school shootings, the corruption, the moral decay. We look overseas and we see the Middle East being a powder keg. We see tonight all of the nations beginning to align one on one side or the other. And we sometimes get to wondering what in the world's going on. Well, let me tell you tonight, very simply, God's still in control. The Lord reigneth. You see tonight, the Lord is he's in charge of whatever is going tonight. God is in control. I'm glad the Lord's in control. You know, sometimes things get out of control. You find tonight that sometimes an airplane pilot will be flying an airplane. And some catastrophe will happen, and everything after that is totally out of the pilot's control. He can't control which direction the plane goes. He can't control the airspeed. He can't control the altitude. And eventually we have a gigantic air crash because something had went out of control, and he could no longer, though all of his experience and expertise and training, everything that he'd ever been taught, he's no longer able to control that aircraft. But you know, tonight as we look around and things are seemingly spinning out of control in our world, we need to realize tonight that God is still in control. He's not worried. He's not pacing up and down in heaven tonight taking a bunch of Excedrin or aspirin or Tylenol, wondering about what's going to happen next. He's simply sitting down upon his throne tonight, as the Bible tells us in Psalms chapter number 2, asking, why do the heathen rage? Because you see tonight, the Lord's got this thing right to where he needs it to be. He's in control, he's in charge, and he's reigning over this world this evening. You see tonight, he reigns as our creator. Many people tonight are doubting the creation of the earth. We hear about evolution. We hear theistic evolution. We hear all of the different theories of how this world came into being. But tonight, very simply tonight, God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke everything that you and I see into existence tonight. And as the Lord tonight, he's over all of creation tonight. Matter if it's a cattle on a thousand hills, if it's the king upon a throne, God tonight is still reigning over the creation tonight as the creator. Amen. He reigns tonight as a consister. He tonight is the one that holds everything together. He tonight is the one that keeps it from going completely out of control. We see tonight all of the madmen that we have controlling our governments. We see tonight vying for power. Vying tonight to see what they can do for themselves. It matters not which nation you look at tonight. Nearly every nation upon the face of the earth is being controlled by men tonight who are seeking their own glory, their own fame, and their own power. And they've got stuff so mixed up and so bad shape tonight, it seems like it's totally and completely out of control. And if it was tonight in their hands, it would be. We need to understand tonight that all of these politicians and all of these presidents, all of these prime ministers, all of these kings tonight that are supposedly in control of this world tonight are actually tonight in the hand of the Lord. And he's the one that's holding it all together. All the scientists of the world tonight can gather and ponder tonight all of the creation tonight, but we still find that every star is still in its socket. All the earth tonight is still revolving at the exact same speed. It's tilted at the exact right angle. The universe tonight is in control of God. And tonight, global warming, all of the other issues that we are seemingly facing tonight are still in the hands of God. And tonight, we are still having the seasons that we always have. Somebody said that the seasons will change. No, they'll not change according to the book of Genesis. You need to understand tonight that God is in control as the creator tonight and as the consister, the one tonight who holds this entire universe together. It's in his hands. And he reigns tonight as conqueror. Jesus said, I've conquered hell, I've conquered death, and I've conquered the grave. The great victory that we find tonight is in Jesus Christ. He's overcome everything this world could place upon him tonight. He tonight is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I want to tell you tonight that all of the kings of the earth will one day bow before him and proclaim him tonight as Lord. Once upon a time, a preacher was preaching in Westminster Abbey over in London, England. And King George was in attendance. And the preacher said that the King of Kings tonight is still upon the throne. And all the weak earthly kings should acknowledge him. King George got mad and threw the preacher in prison. But listen to me tonight, no matter who you are tonight, there's coming a time when you'll bow before the throne and you'll tonight confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He tonight is the conqueror. He's conquered hell for you and I. He conquered tonight death for you and I. Death has no hold upon us. One of these days we'll all expire, as they say today, and then they'll carry us down and have a celebration of life service. But I want to tell you tonight, the celebration you're having here will not compare to the celebration that's taking place on the other side. Hallelujah tonight. Jesus has conquered death. And when we go into the grave, we come out tonight as a resurrected Lord, as a resurrected saint of God tonight. We'll be absent from this body, but we'll be present with the Lord tonight because the King tonight is still on the throne. He's conquered the grave. Oh, listen to me tonight. One of these days, all the graves are going to open and all the people are going to rise up and meet with God. Isn't that a great day that's coming tonight? There was a black preacher by the name of S.M. Lockridge. And several years ago he was preaching and he preached a sermon called He's My King. And I came across an excerpt of it the other day and I printed it out. And I want you to listen to what S.M. Lockridge had to say. He said, the Bible says he's the King of the Jews. And he's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness and he's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven and he's the King of glory. He's the King of kings and he is the Lord of lords. He said, now that's my King. David says the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament show forth his handiwork. No means of measure can define his limitless love. No far-seeing telescope can bring into visibility the coastline of his shoreless supply. No barriers can hinder him from pouring out his blessing. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immorally gracious. He's imperially powerful. And he's impartially merciful. That's my King. He's God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization, and he stands alone in himself. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He is the supreme problem in higher criticism. He's a fundamental doctrine in all theology, and he's the cardinal necessity of spiritual salvation. That's my King. He's a miracle of the age, the superlative of every good that you choose to call him. He's the only one able to supply all our needs simultaneously. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. He's indescribable. He's indestructible, he's incomprehensible, he's invincible, and he's irresistible. I'm trying to tell you tonight that the King, the heaven of heavens, cannot contain him, let alone a man explain him. You can't get him out of your mind, and you can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. The Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate could not find any fault in him. The witnesses couldn't get their testimonies to agree. Herod couldn't kill him, and death couldn't hold him. And the grave tonight had to let him go. That's my King. He's always been, and he always will be. I'm talking about he had no predecessor, and he'll have no successor. There was nobody before him, and there'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. That's my king. Praise the Lord. That's my king. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. That is all. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. And when you get through with all the forevers, then amen. I want to tell you tonight, he is the King of Kings. As S.M. Lockridge said, that's my king and that's your king tonight if you're a child of God. And the Lord reigneth tonight. And then the psalmist said, let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Tonight we can rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. We ought to sing tonight. We ought to shout. I heard about a preacher who had some problems with his throat and his voice box. And finally, they had to go in and do surgery. And when they did the surgery, he was no longer able to speak. He was no longer able to talk. And one of his friends visited him. And he was laying there in the hospital bed after the surgery. And his friend said to him, you know, it must be terrible to be in a body without a voice that's unable to shout the glory and the praise of God. And the old preacher took a piece of paper and wrote upon it. And he said, yes, indeed, that's sad. But he said, even sadder is those who have a voice and have no shout. Listen to me tonight, we got to shout. We can shout tonight because the Lord reigneth. Well, we can look around and we can see everything that's going wrong. And more sometimes things are seemingly going in every direction. But the one thing I can tell you tonight, in spite of everything else, when you go to work tomorrow, when you get up in the morning to go to school, whatever you do in the morning, let me tell you, you can have a shout, you can have a rejoicing spell because the Lord is going to reign tomorrow. He's still going to be upon the throne. No one's going to dispose him. No one's going to assassinate him tonight. God is on the throne tonight. We need to realize tonight and come to grips with that. That'll give us something tonight to live in our days and give us something in our crawl. You know, sometimes they tell us that we can't do this and we can't do that. Somebody said the other day, well, they won't let God in school. Well, I remember hearing a story about a man that was going through customs, coming back into the United States. As he got to the custom counter, he had a bag of cheese. And the custom agent said, I'm sorry, sir, you can't bring that cheese into this country. He began to say, well, I just bought it. I need it. I like this cheese. And the custom agent said, I'm sorry, sir, you can't bring it into this country. And so he said, well, just give me a minute. And he walked to the back of the line, opened up the bag and ate the cheese. When he got back to the custom agent, he said, now it's inside me. I'm going to bring it into this country. You know, like we can carry Jesus anywhere we need to go because he lives within us tonight. The Lord reigneth. And we can rejoice. Do you have a shout in your heart tonight? God ever done anything for you? Has the Lord ever blessed you in so many ways tonight? God ever just reach down and just somehow or the other give you that encouraging word? God has blessed us tonight, hasn't he? Oh, listen to me tonight. We enjoy the blessings of God. We ought to let God know it every once in a while. Lord, let this world know that our God is reigning tonight and we don't have to worry about it anymore. One of these days, you know, Jesus Christ, when he comes again, and John the Revelator in the book of Revelation chapter number 19 depicts for us when that the Lord is going to ascend from heaven and come back to this earth as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he said in verse 1 of chapter 19, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah tonight. Verse number 3, and they said again, hallelujah. Well, I want to tell you, one of these days we're going to have a hallelujah choir.
Thank you, Lord.
When they have choir practice tonight, they'll sing like angels. Amen. They will. They'll sing good. They just put me in there, it'd ruin the whole thing. But one of these days I'll get to say hallelujah in the hallelujah choir.
Amen.
I know that for a fact. Isaiah chapter 35 said he's going to open the mouth of the dumb where they can sing. Amen. I qualified. Hallelujah. We got something to shout about tonight, folks. Hallelujah. 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 A lady lay on her deathbed dying. As she was laying there, she said something, and people didn't know what she said, and she said it again, and so they brought her child to her, and she shook her head. They brought her some water, and she shook her head. They said, do you want us to get the doctor? And she shook her head, and she said, no. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah tonight. I'm glad tonight I've got a conquering king. I'm glad one of these days I'm going to go into heaven with him. I'm glad tonight I can tell the world tomorrow, bring it on, because the Lord, oh God, reigneth tonight. We ought to have a shout and a crawl. We ought to be able to shout for the Lord tonight. We ought to let people know that Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is our King.
Amen.
All right, you'll stand together with me. Brother Bruce, you and Marvin, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. We ask you to take this very simple, very short message tonight and use it in the hearts and lives of our hearers. Make us tonight to understand that you are in charge. You are upon the throne. And you are our King, and you conquered everything. And may we love you more, and may we let this world know that you tonight are the one that we love. In Jesus' name.